The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco, we can head downstairs, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, brand new and used Jayco caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, you name it. The experienced team at the Bellarine Highway in Newcombe, and Lachie Young is downstairs.
Yeah, thanks, Kayser, and Blake Carosella has been good enough to join me. Blake, well, I mean, you probably couldn't have got two different weeks in terms of preparation at North and Richmond. Kangaroos have obviously said farewell to a coach, and you guys welcome back your captain. It must be great to see Trent Cotchin out there tonight.
Yeah, certainly is. I won't talk much about the Kangaroos, but Trent's missed quite a bit of footy too, so we're looking forward to having him back. And you know, Shane Edwards has been the captain for the last 6 or 7 weeks and done a fantastic job, and playing really well as well. So yeah, great to have the captain back.
I know you don't want to talk about that situation, but just on the Kangaroos, we're having a look at some of the players out there at the moment. There's Sean Higgins and Jack Siebel, Ben Brown. They do have some danger players, so despite their ladder position and you know, the contrast between the two sides, they do present a bit of a challenge tonight.
They certainly do. We've had a look at the Kangaroos the last 4 weeks. They're playing pretty good footy. You know, they knocked the Bulldogs off, who smashed us 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they pushed the Cats as well. So we know they're playing good footy. They've got Ben Brown up forward as well. They've got some talent across the midfield. So we know what we need to do to win. But the hard thing is you have to go and do it as well. So hopefully we can tonight.
Blake, Ian Cohen upstairs here with Cam Mooney, who's got you in the gun over some basketball behaviour apparently. So that'll be coming. Pete Ryan, Ben Casanilla and Heath Buck. You've played with a couple of different clubs. You've been at a couple of different clubs. Did you ever have a coach's changeover mid-season anywhere you were at? And do you remember the effect if and when that happened?
No, I was lucky. I don't think I did. Actually, Mark Williams left the Essendon VFL team in 1996, it might have been, when and coached Port. Mark Thompson took over coaching that year. So, yeah, I imagine it is a bit of a shock to the system. And, you know, we don't really know what the Kangaroos are going to do tonight with a new coach in place, but we'll certainly find out soon.
Does it make any adjustment at all to your preparations?
Not for ours, no.
Quick one here for you. Mark Thompson's love affair of coaching came on the back of Blake Carosella. Did you know that? He actually said that to me. He did a couple of things with Blake early, and he saw him do it, and he goes, you know what? I love coaching.
I can have an effect on a young man.
Hey, Blake, it's Moods. Playing back to your best football just about at the moment, is that a fair statement?
Probably.
Team football?
Yeah, we're always trying to get better, and with all the players we've had out, and the list is quite long. Our system's held up, and when you have got players out, you know, you do rely on players coming in, but also the way you play needs to stand up. Yeah. And we train our players to play that way, to play the roles in the VFL, and when they get a chance to play an AFL game, they come in and do the job.
Blake, Peter Ryan here. Good luck tonight, mate.
Thanks, Peter.
Dan Rioli, it's a big call to demote him and get Dan Butler in. What's the thinking behind that?
He probably just hasn't been in the as great a form as he has in the past, and I guess we have a luxury. We've got a lot of small forwards who have been playing. Dan Butler's been in the twos for the last 3 weeks, and he's been playing some fantastic football. So we thought it was only fair that he got a chance to come in and play some good footy in the AFL as well.
Liam Baker was good last week. The week before had no tackles. I noticed he had 9 last week. Was there something said to him? What's the kind of message to those players playing as small forwards?
They know their roles. He probably didn't play so much as a small forward last week. He played a bit more in the midfield. Yep. So I think sometimes your role changes, and if you get inside, you know, stoppages, you're much more chance to make a tackle than your own forward 50. But at the same time, whether it's an open field tackle or one in tight, we certainly want to make sure we make those.
Blake, we were talking about names that have Christian names that we'll never see again in the AFL. Earlier, and there's been a few. Ricky is one that we don't think we'll ever see. Gary, Kevin, there's plenty of them. You've got one in your team. Ivan, big Ivan Soldo, sounds like something out of the sort of opponent in the Rocky movie. He's come in and played a role. He's become, well, he has to be a pretty important player on your side.
Yeah, it's not Ivan, it's Ivan. So we won't see any more Ivan.
He's Ivan.
No, he played 2 weeks
That's
ago.
That's what he tells you.
Did a fantastic job. You know, he's really big, and now he's somewhat different to Nankervis in the fact that he's you know, really big ruckman, can get his hand on the footy. And you know, he was fantastic 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, got reported, but he's back in tonight, and you know, he's got a big job up against Goldstein.
What about the name Blake? Are we going to see that back a bit, you think?
It's a strong name.
I hope so, somewhere.
Caro, just a serious one. Marlon Pickett, drafted into the club. What do you do with a guy coming in mid-season to try and get him ready?
Yeah, it's a strange one. He's broken his finger or his thumb or something. So he won't play for quite a while. But I guess at the same time, we get 6 or 7 weeks to try and teach him the way we play and work out what position he might play. And I guess he can still train. He can't probably touch a footy or get involved in contact, but he can still run around and work out the running patterns and get to know his teammates. And you never know what might happen. You saw Jacob Townsend come in late in 2017 to play in a premiership.
Blakey, what about Koch? You mentioned him before coming back in. His fitness levels, are you happy with where he's at?
Yeah, we are. He's playing, so we wouldn't put him in if he wasn't ready. Obviously, he's missed 8 weeks, I think, so it's quite a long time. He won't have the match conditioning that he would have had if he's played the whole season.
What are you expecting from him tonight, then?
To play like he plays. He might play less game time, yeah. But we expect to see the intensity that he's become renowned for.
The other thing is, too, speaking of players coming back, where's Rance at the moment? What's he been doing, obviously, not only in preparation? Is there any chance? And what has he been doing off-field anyway in terms of the team, is the coach's box, the day-to-day stuff?
To be honest, I'm not across where he's at. He's been doing his rehab and doing what's needed. If he's going to play again this year or next year, I've got no idea, and that's the total truth.
Yep.
It'd be great if he did, but it'd be very unlikely.
But you must be happy with the way that, in his absence, obviously, the back six, the back eight, whichever way you want to look at it, has come together, and as Moon said before, starting to play that sort of football we've recognised from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I guess Dylan Grimes and Dave Asprey,
yep.
Nick Vlossen played the midfield recently, but we've moved their players around a little bit with Shane Edwards going back and Sydney Stack coming in, so it's a little bit of a different back line at the moment, but we still play the same way, and the players are shuffling roles and in, I guess, a good way, they're learning to play different roles within our system as well. So when Rancey comes back, Dylan might go and play his old role. So it does help in case we get injuries in the future, the players can shuffle around and know what they're doing.
Carrie, a tough one for you, but there's obviously some senior coaching positions opening up. Have you got some aspirations to have a look at those jobs?
I'm always open to the future, but at the same time, I've got a pretty busy job at the moment. But we'll see what happens, mate.
That means yes.
That means I'll take all calls.
Now, Cam wanted to finish with a basketball question.
No,
is that right?
I wasn't going to finish. I was just saying.
You pushed him under the bus earlier.
We had an eventful Tuesday night.
Eventful?
The boys down on the basketball.
Describe eventful. Was Blake in the middle of these events?
I think I'm going to help Cameron out here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think last year we won the premiership, of course, and this year it's been a little bit frustrating, our performances, and sometimes they've come to a head with some ill-disciplined behaviour.
Tech foul sort of business?
Yeah, I think there might have been.
I think we may have had a record 7 tech fouls.
It doesn't help your chances of winning with that kind of behaviour, but we need to sit down and have a good talk. Our leader, Mark Pedretti, Pedretti Electrical, he needs to get his troops in order, I think.
Oh, 7 tech fouls.
Wonder
you had anyone on the boards at all. You wouldn't have had anyone left. Blake, good luck tonight. What do we call it? Is it a danger game? How are you addressing it?
No, they're all danger games. There's no poor teams in the AFL. The Kangaroos have been in great form. They're 2-4 the last few weeks. They beat the Bulldogs, who embarrassed us a month ago. So we know it's going to be a hard game. We need to make sure that we can play our best footy tonight, and hopefully that's enough to win.
All right, good luck, Blake. Blake Carousella downstairs.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Prestige Jayco, the pre-match interview. Of course, Motorhomes, family business celebrating over 30 years, and maybe 2019 can be your year to jump into a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.